This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is suspending travel from Brazil, which has the world's second highest number of coronavirus cases. The White House says the president is taking this decisive action to help ensure foreign nationals who have been in Brazil do not become a source of additional infections in our country. It will take effect late Thursday. The decision applies to foreigners who want to come to the United States and have been in Brazil during the last 14 days. That's the period during which health experts say someone can have COVID-19 and infect others without showing any symptoms. The president has similarly banned travel from China, the United Kingdom, and Europe. Permanent U.S. residents and their immediate families are exempt, along with what Trump calls the free flow of commerce. As of Sunday, Brazil had more than 347,000 COVID-19 cases. That's the second highest number in the world after the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University. Brazil's far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, has for months played down the seriousness of the coronavirus, urging businesses to reopen and dismissing many social distancing recommendations. He's brushed off the virus as nothing more than a little flu and says a wrecked economy will kill more people than the illness. He has called Brazilians worried about the coronavirus neurotic. But some Brazilian healthcare experts warned that the system to treat people is falling apart and that the number of victims has yet to peak. They also say the death toll among the country's indigenous population is twice that of everyone else. As the toll of U.S. coronavirus victims nears 100,000, the New York Times on Sunday printed a front page filled only with the names of people who died from the virus. It's Memorial Day weekend, when Americans usually remember people who died in military service. This is VOA News. An earthquake struck near New Zealand's capital Monday morning, shaking many residents, including Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who continued with a live TV interview at the Parliament building. A 5.8 magnitude earthquake was 37 kilometers deep. The epicenter was 30 kilometers northwest of Levin, a city on New Zealand's North Island. New Zealand lies on the seismically active Ring of Fire. It's a 40,000 kilometer arc of volcanoes and ocean trenches girdling much of the Pacific Ocean. The corruption trial of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu got underway on Sunday. Netanyahu's trial began with renewed accusations by the prime minister that police and prosecutors have launched a conspiracy to depose him. He's the first sitting Israeli prime minister to face criminal charges. Those charges include fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes. He's also been accused of offering regulatory changes to a media mogul in exchange for favorable coverage. Netanyahu's the head of the right-wing Likud party. He has denied all the charges and has called the trial a left-wing witch hunt. Upon arriving at the courthouse Sunday, he reiterated claims that the charges against him are part of what he called a deep state conspiracy. Critics have said his claims undermine Israel's democratic institutions. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has hailed the temporary eyed ceasefire in Afghanistan as a tremendous opportunity for advancing peace efforts in the war-torn country. The Taliban insurgency announced the truce just hours before the three-day Eid al-Fitr festivities began Sunday, marking the end of the Islamic fasting month of Ramadan. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani swiftly reciprocated by ordering government forces to cease fighting during the holiday. He also initiated a process to release up to 2,000 Taliban prisoners. "We have worked hard to achieve this moment," Pompeo said Sunday while welcoming the break in Afghan hostilities that have killed and injured hundreds of people in recent weeks. The chief U.S. diplomat underlined the need for the Afghan government and Taliban leaders to desist from escalating violence after Eid and instead expedite a prisoner exchange to urgently move to intra-Afghan peace negotiations. Washington may impose sanctions on China over a new proposed law on security in Hong Kong. That's according to White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. He said Sunday, if China basically takes over Hong Kong, as he said it looks like they will do with the new security law, Secretary of State Pompeo will likely be unable to certify that Hong Kong maintains a high degree of autonomy. O'Brien spoke on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday morning. He said if that happens, there may be sanctions. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News. R&B.